Welcome to another sunny day in Innsmouth. This time you're listening to Gills and Growing Up. The seasons are changing, and so are the people.
And
sweetheart, the change is a perfectly natural part of life. Everyone does it eventually. Some lucky people a little sooner than others.
I just didn't think soon would mean now.
What? It's not like you have much else planned. No beau, no job. Honestly, I think this is probably a great thing for you. Give you some direction. Care to share what's so funny, Finn?
I was just thinking. Of course Cora's got no beau. Between you and your little posse, there's no one left in Innsmouth.
We live in a fish town, brother of mine. So best not get catty with me, or we'll have to neuter you.
Can we not fight at the table for once?
Your sister's right. I'm hearing a whole lot of chatter and not enough eating.
Mr. Becklin's bringing in the latest orders from town tonight. I'm going with my friends to the dance. Should I pick up your sheet music on the way back?
Thanks, Luce. That'd be real swell.
Cora, do you finally feel like living it up? We can make room for you. Fine. I tried. Enjoy being alone, like you always are.
Lucy, that's enough.
wait a minute. Where is Miss Cove? Why are you cooking breakfast, Dad? Did old man Beckland run her down in the bus? What happened?
No. She's not dead.
Did she get her gills then?
No. That didn't happen either. After that last night comment about you tits needing a mother, she was requested to leave.
We're getting a new housekeeper though, right?
You're all grown up now. Why do we need one?
Old man, you're the real McCoy when it comes to fatherhood, but you can't scramble an egg to save your life. You need a housekeeper like a drylander needs air.
My life is about to change, and all we can talk about is scrambled eggs?
We'll talk about this after your brother goes to school, all right?
Make that after I leave for work. The way Cora's looking at me, you'd think I just killed a puppy. I was just trying to be honest, okay? Is that some sort of crime here? Being honest?
Lou, now is not the time.
Fine. But I'm right, and you know I am. You just won't admit it.
Alright, now it's time for me to head out too. Bye, Cora. Bye, Dad.
Bye, son.
Bye, Finn.
Okay. Living room?
Why?
That's where we keep the gramophone.
No, not the record.
It was really helpful for your mother. And for me, too. Please, just try it.
Fine, just start the thing.
Thanks, sweetheart.
We've all been through our bodies changing before. You grow up and you grow older, and there's bound to be some differences. After all, you aren't the same as you were when you were born. Here in Innsmouth, though, we're lucky enough to have an extra transformation, one that brings us eternal life and joy. Thanks to the gifts of Father Dagon and Mother Hydra, we go through our last change in adulthood. Though this can happen at any stage of adulthood, it most commonly takes place after the age of 45.
Mom was 33.
Yes. Yes, she was.
Did you always think one of us would be like her?
I honestly hoped we'd order our scales around the same time, so we could all stay together. But, well, she left early. I kind of guessed maybe one of you would too.
Start it again.
Alright.
You may notice your eyeballs start to protrude a little more than they used to, along with scaly patches on your skin. These early changes will be followed by your hair falling out gradually, scale formations all over your body, and fin development on the head and limbs. You may notice your ears getting smaller and your lips getting bigger as well. That's normal. It's all part of the final stage of adulthood. As you grow, you'll notice your peers may change differently than you. Maybe they have bigger, more iridescent scaling, or their ears are more shell-shaped than yours. It's important to remember that the waves of Father Dagon and Mother Hydra mold us with divine skill, and all Deep One bodies will be beautiful. Look at your process as a wondrous progression. No matter how fast or slow, you are being transformed into a work of art. In the advanced parts of your transformation, you'll get your gills. By this time, you should already have started thinking about the changes you'll need to make to your life. While the move to Yahanathleh is something most of us have looked forward to since our childhoods, there can be complex feelings associated with any great change. You might feel excited to join your relatives in the Immortal City, but may also think about how you'll miss your family in Innsmouth. You may also start wishing you had more time on dry land to engage with dryland society. All these are normal. It can help to know that once your first scales show up, you generally have around 5 years before the change is complete. You've really been going through this change your whole life. It's just been a lot less obvious. When you get your first scales, though, you should be prepared to anticipate changes to your lifestyle. Take this time while you undergo the last stage of transformation to experience more of what you won't be able to do in Yahanathleh. These can range from walking a hillside, petting a dog, or, if you can hide your scales adequately, visiting an area outside of Innsmouth. This can all help alleviate the feeling that you'll be missing any dryland experiences you crave. The transformation into a Deep One is a great gift and joy, even if that's not always clear at the beginning. There can be struggles accepting that one part of your life is done and another must begin. With care and respect for your feelings, though, it can be one of the most rewarding transitions in your life.
There's no way to stop it.
Sweetheart, it's a part of life. You might as well stop a flower from growing. You could, but then it's just dead.
I've got like 5 years.
Well, if you're like your mother, you've got two.
At least I don't have kids I have to leave.
Cydrax Empatrith Firth, don't talk about your mother like that.
I'm just being... Sorry, Dad. I'm just so scared.
The record said that's natural.
I heard them. I'm still scared.
You're going to be fine. It's what everyone wants.
I guess I just need to get used to it.
That's the spirit. Your mother will be pleased to hear another member of the family is headed to Yahanathleh. She's been setting up house since she got there. Had a few housewarmers by now.
She's probably managed everyone else's housewarming too, knowing Mom.
Well, we just speak to her tonight. Let her know to expect you in the next few years.
Thank Dagon for dream telepathy, at least.
Hard to set up telegrams below the waves. I love you. And I'm happy you're growing up. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. Love you too, Dad.
And here we have the new Grey Cake line from Undersea. This I use myself.
Oh, I thought your skin was that shade naturally. You have the loveliest skin, Lucy.
We can all use some help with our complexions. Not that you need much. Just a pinch to cover some minor red spots and you'll be even lovelier than you are now.
Oh, thank you. I always thought I would be one of those late bloomers, you know? My uncle was, well, he didn't even go gray in the skin till he was past 50. Thankfully, I've really bloomed since my awkward teenage years. I was so awfully pink.
Yes, well, praise Dagon and Mother Hydra for the wonders of growing up.
Lucy, dear, I know it's an odd question, but is it safe if someone accidentally eats it?
Oh, yes. The undersea line is made of all natural ingredients, so if your little girl gets into it sometime, she's not going to get sick or anything like that.
Oh, I was actually asking for my wife. Poor dear once ate half a tube of lipstick before realizing something was amiss. She's never been one for cosmetics, bless her.
What?
No, I don't see Jenny being interested in makeup anytime soon. She's still more interested in looking for fossils in our backyard than dressing up.
Sounds like my sister.
Your sister? Oh, yes, Cora! How is she?
Fine.
She really does take after your mother. Those features, it's like seeing Vivian all over again when you look at her.
She's shyer than our mother ever was.
But you certainly can't deny the resemblance. They have such lovely round features. Oh, I hope Jenny gets those darling bulging eyes.
Have I told you about Undersea's other products in the line? There's a lymph pumping cream, some scale brightening gel, some different eyeshadows.
Oh, I do think I'll look wonderful with fuller lips.
Catch you later, Finn.
Yeah, catch you later.
Finn Proteus Firth.
Darn it. Mr. Beckland, how's the bus?
Still driving it. Been doing it a good 30 years now. I must know every part of this town like the back of my hand.
I'll bet. Well, good to see ya.
Hang on a minute, whippersnap. I was gonna say, I know this town so well that I know for a fact that your house is the other way.
Just headed to the store, Mr. Beckland. We're out of salt, you see, and Cora needs some more apples. She's making a pie, and you know how she gets with her pies, but they're the bee's knees the way she makes them, so I don't mind going out of my way to get the best apples I can for her. That's our motto, family first.
Finn. What have I told you about this kind of thing?
Not to add extra spice to a perfectly decent lie.
Exactly. It's like cooking. You don't over-season a good lie. Just let it simmer a bit and do what it will. If you're intent on sneaking out to the big cities, you're gonna have to get good at telling some little untruths. It's not like a friendly little town out there, you know?
I know.
Why you keep heading out there, I'll never know. Whenever an outsider needs a ride in the town, I just hope to Dagon and Hydra none of them do more than stare at me like they think I'm about to gut 'em.
All the Hepcats are out there, Mr. Beckland. Kid Ori, King Oliver, the Southern Syncopated Orchestra.
And our little town radio doesn't play enough of that jazz for you.
It's all community updates and old stuff. By the time anything gets here, it's not new anymore, and I want the new sound, Mr. Beckland.
You want to be the new sound is what you want.
Well, that too.
And the home stage at Aquino's Grill isn't going to be enough for you, is it?
It's not that.
I know, just having a bit of a gas. It's a long train from Ipswich to Boston. You bring any snacks?
I knew I forgot something.
Here, get yourself a tonic. You can play that banjo on a dry throat to be sure, but you'll feel right poorly later on.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Beckland.
No problem. I'll come collect you at 9 sharp. If you're late, though.
I know. You'll tell my father, and he'll never let me out of the house again.
Don't make me destroy your career before it begins, Finn. I can't have that on my conscience. A nervous old man like me will put me in the grave before I even get my gills in. And Mrs. Beckland wouldn't thank you for that. She's already got a deposit down for a nice place in Yahanakle for the rest of immortality.
Don't worry, Mr. Beckland. Nice sharp, like always.
Have fun, kid.
We hope you enjoyed this sunny day in Innsmouth. Our cast today includes
Jane Dew as Cora Firth,
Frederick Verhagen as Wait Firth,
Zahava Roget as Lucy Firth,
Oliver Graham as Finn Firth,
Squid Tamar Mattis as the gramophone announcer,
Marin Garcia as Waverly Alto,
Andres Echeverry as Mr. Beckland.
For more sunny days in Innsmouth, go to wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, and we hope you have a wonderful day.